So we're in the sixth Sunday of Lent for context. Next week is Palm Sunday, and we're entering into Holy Week next week. And I've been a priest for now almost 12 years, and almost every year that I've read this gospel, the Lord has put it strongly, especially this week, in my heart to give. I don't like to give the same messages, but only if the Lord's telling me to, but to give the similar message. Namely that this gospel gives me a lot of peace. Maybe it gives you peace because all Jesus did this gospel was talk about how he wants to take care of us. And he just gave us beautiful imagery of how he wants to give us life and give us rest and feed us and care for us. And he knows us by name and he loves us and that he's in control of everything. He says, I will lay down my life. No one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down and to take it up again. And that being said, it just gives me great consolation. It gives me great peace. And I just want to speak to you in that light where I don't know where you're at this Lent. Maybe this is the first Sunday that you've gone to church this Lent. Maybe you failed miserably for your fasting and just kind of gave up. Maybe you've been doing good. I don't know if you're in a bad place and feel like you're just a bad person and you're not worthy before God. I want to talk to you wherever you're at in this church. This message is for you, okay? Especially for those who don't feel like they're in a good place. And the message is not to give you homework to like do this or that or whatever and apply this or that theory of faith, but just to receive from God. Let him be the one in charge to feed you this week and to give you peace. Again, all the message of this gospel and even the readings are giving peace. They're just the Lord telling you, I want to take care of you. I want you to just rest in me. I want you to be led by me and let me be in charge. You don't be in charge this week. Don't be in charge. Let Jesus be in charge and receive his peace. Receive his healing. Receive his shepherding. In the first reading, it's commemorating the time that God gave the land of Israel to the people for the first time. And in it, like Joshua, the prophet, he came after Moses. He's leading the people. And God said, I give you this land, which I swore to your fathers that I would give to you. And look what he says, the message of peace that's in this. And this is like such consolation. He says, the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn. Not one of all of their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Everything was exhaustively covered. And then it goes to say, not one of all the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All, again, all came to pass. So look how insistent that the author is trying to make us, the Holy Spirit is trying to make us be disarmed and at ease and at peace. This is especially important because this is the calm before the storm. Next week is Holy Week. Next week, you know, everything gets louder. And kind of in a literal sense, you're going to be hearing the processions from Palm Sunday. I mean, we're going to be praying a little bit differently in our spirits. But for now, you're supposed to rest in the Lord and let him protect you this week. Don't worry about where you're at in the spiritual life. Don't worry about how much you've messed up, what you screwed up with, what baggage you have attached to you in your soul. Just be at peace with Jesus. A great psalm that I just want to read to you, which many of you are familiar with, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the power of Scripture, brothers and sisters. And the Scripture is telling you to be at peace. Any homily, any other week, you know, you kind of hearing the priest chewing us out for sin or that or this or whatever we need to work on. Forget that, okay? I want you to let go and let the Lord fuel you so that when the time comes that you see all your family and friends and, you know how it is in Holy Week. I just want to call it out. I noticed it growing up. I started to pay attention to it. I remember in my conversations with the family, I would just ask myself, why did I just get so like irritable with my sibling or my parent, my dad? Why did I respond that way? Like, why am I feeling like anxious or antsy right now? Or like, why are they like that? You know, you notice it during this time of the year. It just kind of comes up. So that's why we need to rest in the Lord and let Him fuel us and prepare our hearts and get us ready. So rest in Jesus this week. Be intentional about it because He's the one who enforces that He's in control of everything and that anything that comes to pass, it's something that He's allowing to happen because He knows what's best for us. And so we rest in His peace as our good shepherd who's going to feed us in the way that's going to be completely satisfying. Amen.